Gotta come very close. Come very close. Okay? Dovi, over here. These are the Birchos HaTorah. Okay. Every morning, we say Birchos HaTorah. So, you'll notice there are two Birchos HaTorah. And then there are three paragraphs that we say. Okay. Most mitzvot that you do, there's one bracha. How come here there are two? So there's the simple pshat. The simple pshat is that one of the brachos, the first bracha, is the regular bracha on a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah. So the first bracha says, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, the mitzvah to learn Torah. The second bracha, what is the second bracha? Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lanu es ha'Torah. Thank you, Hashem, for what? For giving, selecting and giving us the Torah. So the Pashup Shad is, the second bracha, is a bracha of thanks to Hashem for giving us the Torah. It's a Birchas Hodah.
Hello, hello, Mr. Come close. Come. But I want you to hear me. I want you to absorb it. Now, so you say two brachos. One bracha of the mitzvah, a regular bracha, and the second bracha is thanks to Hashem. You should know, benching is it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Benching is the only bracha that it's definitely a mitzvah d'oraisa. Birchos HaTorah, some say, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ramban says that to thank Hashem for giving us a Torah every day is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So it's a big deal. So that's the second bracha. So we have two brachos. The first bracha is about the mitzvah to learn, and the second bracha is thanking Hashem for us the Torah. Now, okay. And then we say three little things. What's that all about? We say, Yivarech Hashem, Eilu Dvarim, and Eilu Dvarim. Pasuk, Mishnah, and Gemara. What's the idea? No hefsek. You're supposed to learn Torah right after you say the brachas. Just like you always do the mitzvah right after you say the bracha. So they made a takana to... The minhag started after the time of the Gemara to say these things after Birchos HaTorah. So that's what you do. The brachos are only the brachos, and the three like tefillos, the pasuk, a mishnah, and atzilus, the three limuds comes afterward. Is that clear? So let's say somebody is saying Birchos HaTorah for you. We're going to learn this. If you're up the whole night, it's a suffix whether you're chayiv Birchos HaTorah. So the best option is, if you're up the whole night, is to have somebody say the bracha for you. So if Dovi's saying the bracha for me, what am I listening to? I'm listening to the first bracha and saying amen. I'm listening to the second bracha and saying amen. Then what happens? Then I say the psukim. You understand? That's Torah. That I say myself. On Shavuos night, when the guy says the bracha's for you, right? He says the bracha. But Yivarechacha and Eilu Dvarim and Eilu Dvarim, you say yourself. That's regular learning Torah. I'm only using him for the bracha. This is not part of the bracha. This is the learning you do after the bracha. You got that? The bracha are the two brachas. Okay, so what's the second bracha? Thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah, which the Ramban says is a mitzvah, d'oraisa. Okay.
Ramban.
Kishem Hashem Ekra. Kishem, the way the Gemara discusses this idea of saying, quotes a pasuk regarding Birchos HaTorah, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk Hishem Hashem Ekra Havugod Elokim. When you call out Hashem's name, give glory to God. So the Mefarshim explain that when you're about to learn, you give the deep idea is, this is a very deep idea we're going to say now. The Ramban writes at the beginning of the Torah that the whole Torah is Hashem's name. The whole Torah, if you knew how to split up the letters of the Torah, all of the Torah is writing Hashem's name over and over again in different ways. So, the Ramban. And therefore, like, when you're learning Torah, you're like, in a very real sense, you're connecting with Hashem. Because the Torah contains Hashem's wisdom. It's like you're learning with Hashem. The Torah is Hashem's name. That's what the Marsha says, and the Nefesh HaChaim says. So every time you learn, you're connecting. That's what it says. Kishem Hashem Ekra. When you're going to call Hashem's name, i.e., when you're going to learn Torah,
Havugodo Leilkeinu, give glory to Hashem, say a bracha first. Now, one second. Rav Nemetzal says his own idea. Kishem Hashem Ekra. Hashem. What are Hashem's two names? Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. What's the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei? 26. So, there are 24 books of Tanakh. So does it work? No. But Chazal say that Bamidbar is not one book, it's three. Because you know you have Vayivin Saharon in Bamid, those two psukim, and there are the backwards nuns. You hold them the backwards nuns? In the Torah, they're backwards nuns. The Gemara says those two psukim are a separate parsha. So really, Bamidbar is three. There's the first part of Bamidbar, there's that section, and there's the last part. So if Bamidbar is really three books, 26. Then 26. So when you learn Nach, 26 books, that's Hashem's name, 26. The Gemara says it is. Two psukim. The Gemara says it is. The Gemara says. The Gemara discusses it. The Gemara says. Okay, good. Now, hold. Hashem's other name, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. What's the gematria? Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. 65. How many mesechtas of Mishnah? How many mesechtas of Mishnayos are there? 63. Does it work? No. But Chazal say that Kalin is really three mesechtas, 1, 2, and 3. So it's not, even though we call it Kalim, it's really three. So Kalim is really three. So it's not 63, it's really 65. So when you learn Mishnayos, you're also learning Hashem's name. You got that? Woo! That's Rav Nemetzal. That's a home run. That's a three. That's a six in cricket. Whatever you go for. That's amazing. That's only Rav Nemetzal. Now, guys, there's one word we're going to spend time on today, and then connect it to the... Look in the first bracha of Birchas HaTorah. What do we say? We say Vaharevna, make it sweet. Oh, that's the famous song. We got two versions. Ah, this is a holy Vaharevna, make it sweet. What an interesting word. Like, you know, when you're about to put on tefillin, Hashem, make it sweet. When I wear my, we don't do that. By Torah, in the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, we put in to make it sweet. This is a huge deal. So this is as follows. This is a famous idea, which you have to know. This is in all my books, because Rav Nemetzal talks about it all the time, Rav Nemetzal Shlita, and you have to know this. And it's something either to be happy you have, or to daven to get and work on getting it. We're supposed to do mitzvos lishma. If you're doing a mitzvah for another motive, it's not so lishma. So they ask the Egel Eital, famous sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. Somebody asked him, Rebbe, I enjoy learning. And if I enjoy learning, maybe it makes it less lishma. Because you're supposed to do mitzvos only because Hashem said so. And if I'm enjoying the learning, it's like it takes away a little bit. You hear? That's the question. And he answered, just the opposite. Chas v'shalom. You're supposed to enjoy learning. The enjoyment of learning is not a separate enjoyment that goes along together with the mitzvah. The enjoyment of the learning is part of the mitzvah. When it comes to Torah, you're supposed to enjoy. That's what we say, Baharivna, make it sweet. The highest level of learning is when you enjoy it, when it's sweet. So you want to enjoy the learning. And he says, when you enjoy the learning, you connect with it more, and here's his famous line, until it's nivla bidamo, till it's absorbed in your blood. When you enjoy learning Torah, it gets absorbed all in. You got it? So you're supposed to enjoy the learning, it's the greatest level to get to. Some people are zocha to enjoy learning, not everyone enjoys it yet. So number one, daven, to work on enjoying it. Number two, work hard. The things you work hard at, you enjoy. Number three, do chazara. Number four, do chazara. Number five, do chazara. And number six, do chazara. When you do chazara, you enjoy it more because you feel I got it. When you get a piece of Torah and you put it in your pocket, say, hey, I've got this piece of Torah in my pocket. It's an amazing feeling. Rav Nevinson walks around with, like, you know, 4 tons of saddlebags all the time. He's weighed down, so he's in a good mood all the time. He's got Torah all over the place, sticking out of his pockets. It's a good thing. And when you learn it, when you enjoy it, it's Nivla Badamo. And here's the word. I saw this word this year. What else does Harev mean? Arev means to mix up. That's it. When you learn and you enjoy the learning, it gets mixed up in your blood. It's like it becomes a part of you. That's a beautiful word. So that's the goal. So by Lima Torah, Hashem, I want to enjoy the learning. You should have Kavanah for this. I don't enjoy learning yet, Rebbe. Okay. So you work on it. Keep on working. You'll enjoy it. Hashem's on your side. You'll start enjoying it more. Have Kavanah. Hashem, I want to enjoy learning more. The other thing is, nowadays, you can learn anything. There's so much out here. And aside from the basics that you have to learn Chumash, you have to learn Nach, you have to learn Halacha, aside from the basics, you find what you enjoy, you know, and you find what you enjoy. In my shul right now, there's a new thing. A lot of men are getting smicha. They're regular guys, doctors, accountants. And there's a program, somebody in America, this Cholel, set up a program. They organized all of the halachas of kashrus from the Gemaras and the Rishonim and the halach, amazing, with English translation. And I have friends getting smicha. These are regular guys. And then, like, you know, they got smicha. So, you know, it's like people like to pretend they're young. So they got their first day, Yamod, Harav, Yosef, first time. So the whole show goes, ooh, you know, he goes, oops. It's hysterical. You know, something you would do. But in my show, they did it. You know, a guy works for 3 years and gets smicha. He deserves it. Ooh, Harav. You know, everyone like stands up when he walks. It's very nice. So because some people enjoy learning halacha more than learning regular Gemara. You learn the Gemara to the halacha. That's Baharav now. Very important. You want to enjoy the learning. Here's Rav Nevinson told a joke once. And he really started laughing at himself. Like a real laugh. A guy gets home. It's a rainy day and it's cold. And he's wet and he sits down and he has a warm fire and he has a hot cup of tea and he has a piece of cake and he opens his Gemara and he says, ah, it's amazing. And he says, you know what, this is too much Olam Hazeh at one time. So he closes the Gemara and goes on. Okay, so Rav Nevinson says, right feeling, wrong reaction. So he loved that joke. I guess he had a beater. He loved that joke. He started laughing at himself. He loved that joke. You know, that opening, the learning the Gemara is too much Olam Hazeh. Because he's, oh my God, too much at one time. Cake and tea and Gemara at the same time. It's too much. He closed the Gemara. That's how he would feel. Anyway, so that's it. Now, what's the next line of Birchas HaTorah? V'niyeh anachnu v'tzeetzeuenu v'tzeetzeamcha b'Yisrael. Our kids should also learn Torah. So what do all of the Sfarim say? I heard this from my Rebbeim. What do all of the Sfarim say? If there's a connection between these two lines, if you want your kids to learn, you better show that you learn and you enjoy learning, that you enjoy it. And you can learn to enjoy learning. The more, and this is a big deal. You want to get there. How do you learn to enjoy learning? By learning, by working hard, massive chazara, and davening to Hashem, and finding what you enjoy. If you're a Nach guy, get into Nach. Super Eon, wonderful. You'll find what you enjoy. So that's the Brachas HaTorah. The second bracha is thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah. The first bracha is the Brachas HaMitzvah, Pashut Pshat. We ask Hashem that we should enjoy it for Harav. Harav means to be mixed. When you enjoy it, it gets mixed up in your blood. Nivla Bedama, that's a nice idea. And then the connection of enjoying with your kids. And what are the last three paragraphs? Are the last three paragraphs brachos? Yes or no? No, they're Torah. They wanted a pasuk? No. These three things are, like Isaac said before, you're learning Torah right away after saying the brachos. A pasuk, a mishnah, and a gemara. Now tomorrow we'll discuss the halachos. A lot of the halachos of Birchos HaTorah. Today was just the basic background. One story. Rabbi Nemetzal tells a story all the time, and then that's where Rav Shlomo Zalman told it, so that's where he got it from. Okay, now, you know, on Yom Tov, how do you celebrate Yom Tov? What does it say? Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. You've heard that phrase? Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Half for Hashem, half for you. So what's Lashem? You learn and you daven. What's lachem? You eat. You enjoy the eating. That's chatzi lachem, chatzi lachem. Okay? That's what it says. So here's what he said. So once the tzanz arov, they learn the whole night Shavuos, and they davened, and they finished davening, and now it's time for Kiddush. So he said, we just finished the chatzi lachem. Now let's make sure that the eating is chatzi lachem. Meaning the learning, that's me. That I enjoy. That's lachem. The eating, your challenge of my business. When you eat, make sure it's dedicated to Hashem. Again, that's not the pshat. You with me? But that's the goal is to get there. Guys, you'll get there. You keep on learning, Hashem helps you. You end up enjoying learning more, and it's the greatest gift. It's the greatest gift. We didn't discuss one word. We'll discuss this tomorrow. What's the strange word in the first bracha? La'asok. What does la'asok mean? To be engrossed. They say to be engrossed. What word would you have put there? Right, what word would you have put there? Well, what would the normal word have been? What word would you have been? No. What? No, guys. But guys, if you're writing the Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu, Lilmod, to learn Torah. Lilmod, the word is Lilmod. So that's interesting. Instead of saying the normal word Lilmod, they have this. Oh, okay, good, yeah, so we'll discuss. This is a discussion. It's true. That's a discussion. He probably has a lot on this. So tomorrow we'll discuss La'asok, Lineder, and then tomorrow we'll discuss Birchas HaTorah. You got it? What can a person do to increase his Avas HaTorah? I wanted to just mention 6 ideas. First, keep on learning. Very often, you'll develop the love of learning as you learn more. The Sfarim quote the Pasuk, Tamu Aru Ki Tov Hashem. Which means, taste and see that Hashem is good. Rashi explains that Tamu means Tamu Dvaro, comprehend Hashem's word, then you'll see that Hashem is good. You'll enjoy the learning more. Here in Etziv Aryeh, there was a Rebbe who used to start the year by reading, in a very theatrical way, Dr. Seuss's book Green Eggs and Ham. And everyone would say the main refrain with him, I do not like them, Sam I am. And the punchline is, just as in the end of the book, he tries it. And they taste pretty good, the green eggs and ham. So his point was that the green eggs and ham are a mushel for Torah. If you try, you'll like it. It's a very inspirational way to get into learning. I wonder if... very inspirational way to get into learning. That's number one. Number two. Work hard. Rav Dessler quotes from many Makoros that the greatest sipuk at learning comes from Amelus. This is in the Michtav Melio, Volume 3, pages 56 to 59. You work hard, you'll end up enjoying it more. Third, do chazara. When you chazar and you know something and it's in your pocket, it adds tremendously to the sipuk in learning. Fourth, as I mentioned already, try different things in learning. There's so many things to learn. You find what you enjoy. Some people enjoy learning Gemara B'Iyun. Some enjoy Gemara B'Kiyas. There are different ways to do things. You find what's out there, and it will help you enjoy learning more. Five, read Gedolim stories about Lima Torah. Once in a while, you read a story that hits the spot, and it inspires you to move a little forward in your love for learning. And finally, and this of course is true about everything, you daven, you ask Hashem, that's what I said before, Baharevna, ask Hashem to help you enjoy learning more. Part of our Bechira is decide what we ask for. Let's say you have a choice. You can ask Hashem for $1 million, or you can ask Hashem that you should enjoy learning more. So what should you ask Hashem for? First, at least. Yes, to enjoy the learning. And you ask Hashem, and then, Bezus Hashem, you can develop this love of learning more. Okay, that's the Harib part of the Birchas HaTorah. We finished with the bit of Torah. Okay, bit of Torah. Oh, attendance. AJ Behrens. There. Oh. Not bad. Not bad means good. Okay, good. I listened twice. I get the words. The second time I got more of the words. Did you publish the words somewhere? Are they, no? Fine. What? What? I don't know the words. Okay, fine. All right, guys, here we go. Let's go. Now, number one. Brachas Torah, very quickly. Very quickly. Number one. We left out La'asok B'divrei Sora. The bracha doesn't say to learn. It says to be involved in. So what does that mean? So there's the standard pshat, which is that you're not just only supposed to learn Torah, you're supposed to be involved in your learning. You work hard at it. That's what la'asok means. The mitzvah is not just to learn. The mitzvah is to work hard. La'asok means you're involved. Business. When you're a businessman, you think about your business 24, it's always on your mind. You're working at it. You're going through it. You're working. That's la'asok. And the other pshat, this might answer your question. So you got it? That's what la'asok means. To work hard at your learning. Then there's another idea. A person's learning. You make brachas Torah in the morning. Then you learn a little. Then you go to work. And when you're working, are you learning? Are you learning while you're working?
No.
No, you're not. Then during your lunch break, you have 45 minutes. You have a lunch break. And during your lunch break, you're eating lunch. And either you're skimming your 3-minute nach, or that, you're going to Wayu Torah, downloading a shir. So do you say brachas Torah again when you learn Torah at your lunch break? Yes or no?
No.
Why not? Oh, hold on. Hold on. That's a famous question. And there are a lot of good answers to that question. One answer is, even when you're not learning at work, but you're supposed to be thinking about Torah, you're keeping halacha, you're not cheating in business, you're trying to be careful with your eyes, you're doing all these things that you're using the Torah that you've learned. Meaning, even though you're not learning Torah now, you're involved in Torah. So some say that la'asok means that it's not just a mitzvah to learn. It's a mitzvah to learn and then be involved in Torah the whole day based on the learning. And that would answer your question too. So that's a nice pshat. That the Torah, here's the sentence, Torah is not supposed to just punctuate your life. Torah is supposed to permeate your life. That's from Rav Kupman, Zatzal from Ilchalaf. That's a very good line. If you live with that line, you're going to be okay. Most of us, it punctuates. What does that mean? You daven. Maybe you learn after davening. Then you go to work. Now, on the way to work, I've got my whatever I listen to on the radio. Let's not start about what goes on the radio now. Or whatever. And then I get to work, and I'm this. And then I stop for lunch, and I make a bracha. Oh, okay. I make brachas when I lunch. So Torah is punctuating my life. No. Torah is permeating your life. That means your whole day has Torah as a backdrop. You got it? When you go into record a record, not a record, oh my, I'm an old man. When you're going to record whatever it's called, so on the way, when you're driving, what are you thinking about? You know, your whole life is permeated. That's a lasso p'divrei so. That's a nice shot. Okay.